Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul taught Moving Closer to Destiny. Today, he'll be teaching The Doorway to Destiny. Let's join Paul now as he takes us through The Doorway to Destiny.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I'd like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking quite a bit about this dream and this vision that God has placed in our heart. We've been talking about different people in the Old Testament, how God used them, how God blessed them, how God promised that He would go with them and help their dream and their vision to become a reality. And we know that everyone that were talked about, that they used as an example, it was not easy. They went through hardships. They went through ups and downs. But yet God was always, always there helping them. We've been talking a little bit about Jacob, on how he went through his Jabbok and realized what he had in Jesus, what the power he had, the strength he had, and if he would quit depending on how he was and start depending on what God said that he was and that what God said he could do, then you know the story of how he succeeded. And now we're talking a little bit about a man called Joseph. Last time we were together, we were talking about moving closer to destiny. And if you realize, Joseph had a very difficult journey along the pathway to the fulfillment of his vision. And I really encourage you to read this story. It's found in Genesis chapter 30 through chapter 50. Joseph's home environment was anything but pleasant. But as we learned, his father Jacob had a history of deception. His mother, Rachel, was continuing in conflict with Jacob's other wife, Lea. Rachel was always trying to manipulate Jacob and gain his exclusive affection. And then we read where, as a young man, Joseph had a vision of his destiny, which he shared with his family, and his brothers hated him for it. So we learned we need to be careful and in prayer and to realize who we're talking to and be careful who we share our vision with. Joseph's family lived, his whole family was dominated by deceit, immorality, manipulation, envy, and hatred. And Joseph put up with that for 17 years. And you know the story where they threw him in a hole and then they sold him into slavery. And now today, I'd kind of like to talk about the doorways to destiny. Joseph's early environment was not the only difficulty he encountered on the way to his destiny. You read in Genesis 37, you'll learn how Joseph's brothers stripped him of his coat of many colors and threw him in a pit. If you read the story, which I hope you have, where Joseph's father gave him a coat of many colors. It was some kind of a symbol, and the brothers were jealous, upset, mad, you know, and when Joseph talked about the dream that he had, the vision that he had, of course, that just made the situation worse. Then they sat down, cold and uncaring. The ears were deaf to his cries. Can you identify with this? Have you been crying for help but no response from those around you? Little did Joseph think he would someday look back on this great tragedy as the most significant event in God's plan for his life. And the same way with us, one day we will look back and we realize that God was there. He was helping us. He was leading us to make his dream that he put in our heart a reality. The tragic situation you have experienced may be a doorway to your destiny. In Joseph's life, the pit led to a palace. When an Egyptian caravan passed by, Joseph's brother sold him into slavery. Then, in Genesis 39, you can read how Joseph suffered another tragic ordeal when, as a slave in Potiphar's house, he was falsely accused of immorality and thrown into prison. Confinement is hard at any age, but Joseph was young and used to roaming the hillsides of Judea, yet he refused to give in to despair. In Genesis 39 and 40, we learn that Joseph was placed in a position of responsibility in the prison and ministered to a butler and baker who were confined with him, both of whom promptly forgot him when their situations changed. Humanly speaking, Joseph had every right to develop a negative attitude. Family, friends failed him. He was falsely accused, imprisoned, and forgotten by those to whom he had ministered. But little did Joseph know that every circumstance was moving him near to his God-given destiny. And the same way with us. It may not seem like it. It may not feel like it. We may be trying to get discouraged. But if you just hold on, if you just put your trust in God, I promise you, He will see you through. This is what God is doing in our life also. Every event in your difficult journey will be used by God to help you achieve your destiny. Eventually, the butler to whom Joseph had ministered told Pharaoh about him at a strategic time when there was a need for the interpretation of a puzzling dream. Joseph interpreted the dream, was finally released from prison, became a ruler in Egypt, and saved multitude from the impending death of a worldwide fame. In every setback, the Lord was with Joseph. God has been with you also. In that dysfunctional family, and in the tragic experience of your past, He has not, nor will He ever, abandon you. He has a future plan for you. It is your divine destiny. Negative experiences of your past cannot abort God's purpose for your life unless you allow it by holding on to them in bitterness and unforgiveness. The difficulties you experience and the pain you endure are divine doorways to your destiny. Now, you may not go into a palace or live in a palace. You may not be rulers of millions, but still, what God has for you, the dream and the destiny that God has for you, if you would just trust Him and believe in Him, will be as equally, if not even better, than a palace or a ruler over millions. Because when we do and stay in the will of God, I promise you, it will be beyond our imagination how good, how great, and how fantastic it will be. We may be going through hard times right now, but if the rainbow and the sun is shining bright at the other end, if we would just keep our focus, keep our eyes on Christ, He will help us. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come before your throne in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you'll anoint these words. Father, I pray that you will touch, that you will strengthen, that you will encourage each and every one of our hearts that are going through these difficult times. Father, help us to hold fast to your promises. Help us to hold fast to your word, to know that you are there going through this with us, and that, Father, at the end, it is going to help us in our experience, in our dream, in our vision for you, that, Father, it will become a reality, that you will help us and that you will strengthen us. Father, help us to realize and help us to know that, and help us to depend upon you and to rely on your strength and not our strength. Father, help us and touch us. I ask you this in your precious, wonderful, precious, mighty name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, The Doorways to Destiny. Join Paul next week as he teaches, God Meant It for Good. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We would like to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.